AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The government shutdown is officially over after a record 43 days. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
It's an honor now to sign this incredible bill and get our country working again.
President Trump signed a government funding bill soon after it passed the House Wednesday night. The shutdown caused financial stress for federal workers who went without paychecks, stranded travelers at airports, and generated long lines at food banks. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats support all those affected.
But we cannot support the Republican effort to gut the health care of the American people.
Democrats were pushing to extend a tax credit that lowers the cost of health care coverage obtained through Affordable Care Act marketplaces.
We are in this fight until we win this fight for all of you. Cancel the cuts, lower the costs, save healthcare.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I said, as soon as the government was open, we would turn our attention to healthcare and all the other issues that are out there.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
In California, state officials say they plan to revoke 17,000 commercial driver's licenses given to immigrants after discovering the expiration dates went past when the drivers were legally allowed to be in the U.S. The issue caught the public's attention in August when a tractor-trailer driver not authorized to be in the country made an illegal U-turn and caused a crash in Florida that killed three people. The U.S. has ended production of the penny. When it was introduced in 1793, a penny could buy a biscuit, a candle, or a piece of candy. Now most of them sit in jars or drawers, with each one now costing nearly 4 cents to make. Arizona Democrat Adelita Grijalva was sworn into Congress yesterday. She won a special election 7 weeks ago, but was not sworn in during the shutdown. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. All 14 victims killed in the UPS plane crash have been identified. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Officials in Louisville, Kentucky say they have completed the grim task of recovering and identifying the remains of all 14 people killed in the fiery UPS plane crash last week. Jefferson County Coroner Joanne Farmer.
They were identified by DNA.
Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg says it's a difficult time.
Each of these victims represents a life full of purpose, interrupted far too soon.
Along with the three UPS pilots, those on the ground include Ella Petty Wharton, who was standing in line at a scrap metal business. 37-year-old Matthew Sweets was severely burned and died days later. Sweets worked as an electrician and is survived by two young children. Relatives say Luis Nesfaden and his three-year-old granddaughter Kimberly were in the wrong place at the wrong time when the plane crashed to the ground just off the runway. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.